Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Amy. Sorry for the little bit of a delay. Jethro gave me an 11th hour call. He was going to try to make the call, but he believes that he has the flu. So let's start out by sending him some healing energy and hope that he is back soon. Looks like we already have some callers in the queue, and what we promise is that on the Friday night show, we're going to give as many readings as possible. So if you just give me a minute to get situated, I have the dashboard up, which I am not very good at, but I'll find my way. And I'm getting my card situated, and we will get the show rolling. Tried to do the music, but didn't work so well. Again, I'm a novice at this switchboard thing, so I really want to focus more on the readings than the technology. But I do want to give a shout-out to our dear friend, Linda, who's responsible for a lot of the music sometimes at the beginning of the show, Linda Irwin. She is on radio show that comes on 11 Eastern Standard Time, also on Blog Talk Radio, called Unseen World. And it is her birthday, my favorite Martian's birthday. So I want to wish Jethro a speedy recovery, and that hopefully he doesn't have the real flu, just fake flu, and get everything going here. We already have six callers in the queue. I'm just cleansing off the energy on the cards because I didn't think I'd be doing this solo. And we will get started, starting with area code 608. 608, are you, 608, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Who's this?
This is Jordana.
Hi, Jordana. And how are you? Thank you for patiently waiting.
And of course. How are you? Thank you.
I'm
doing okay. I have a question about, it's a relationship question.
Okay.
My boyfriend broke up with me 2 weeks ago for something completely silly, and his family got involved and basically, like, misjudged me. So I'm wondering if he's going to end up reaching out and if we're going to end up reconciling, and if so, when?
Okay. I'm going to use the cards for this. The problem with relationship issues is because we all have them, it's very easy for me to turn into Ann Landers instead of really calling upon my spirit guides. I will say, though, that there must be something with the energy because there have been an awful lot of people's relationships, not just romantic relationships, but all sorts of relationships that are being torn and pulled apart by meddling family members, especially this time of year when the holidays are going on and everybody's, the liquor's flowing, everyone's got something to say. So the cards I use are called Mary Magdalene cards, and they're
okay.
Broken out into four suits. And they are faith, knowledge, wisdom, and love. And the rotation or the that I throw is called the Halo of Love. And I'm throwing the cards right now, and we'll see what they have to say here. So actually, the cards are telling me you've actually got one love card, knowledge cards, and a faith card. But the love card is in the number one spot, and it is actually the card of the Weeper, which is telling me that you are, you know, you are very, very upset about this. And, you know, when we weep for things like that, these are Mary Magdalene cards, so it shows Mary weeping outside of the tomb, which, you know, makes sense. You wouldn't be asking the question if you weren't upset about it. And it's okay to be upset, you know, instead of then if you, a lot of times we'll lapse into anger when it's really because we're more comfortable being angry than sad. But this card is saying to me that, that you are sad. So allow yourself to experience the sadness, because sometimes when something triggers our sadness, we're able to squeeze out some of our tears for some of our other losses. Anytime there's a loss, there's grief associated with it, and grief
right.
triggers old losses. So use this time of mourning to your advantage. To, you know, it's a good time to, you know, probably some other things, and get a couple of tears out. But don't hold back the tears, because the thing we use to hold back tears is
oh,
anger.
I'm not.
You go into the anger. So, you know, we always try to not cry, but this is showing that a weeping cry, you know, so take advantage of it. Now, the second card is a knowledge card, and in its position where it is the position of where you draw your strength. And it's a knowledge card, and it's the kingdom of the pure light. So this is saying that you really are holding this situation up in the highest regard, and I think you are, based on what you said, that you felt like other people were getting involved in. You're really not, you know. So this is a good card for you to have. This is showing a good thing. This is showing a it's in a good position, because it's telling me that you do indeed have the right attitude about it.
Right.
The next card is the card of your current situation. Again, it's a knowledge card, and it is the truth card. And the beautiful card is just a angel with white light and just a very, very beautiful blue background. It says what you are looking for right here in this situation is not so much oh, I want the guy back, but you really want the truth to come out. And so this is saying to me that if you, you know, that you really just need to get the truth needs to come out as far as the situation, probably with respect to what these other people are saying. That doesn't mean you run around. And because I recently had a situation like this, and it's our first reaction that we want to run around to all, when people are speaking untruths about us, that we want to run around and give their lies false witness and defend ourselves. But that is
right.
not going to, you know, sometimes the truth takes some time to get out. And unfortunately, that's what the third card is telling me here. It is a faith card, but it is a card of despair. Or the despair is telling me, you know, the truth card is telling me that the truth is going to come out and there is going to be a reconciliation. But the fact that
because they were basically telling him that, like, I wasn't real, and I obviously am, and that's why we broke up.
You weren't real, like what? Like you're a hallucination?
Well, basically, they were saying, like, I made up who I was, and I wasn't.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's interesting, because that's where the truth part is. So your true self
right.
is going to, you know, your true self is going to come out. And the reason I know your true self is going to come out is because of the position of the second card, which is the kingdom of pure light. And pure light, no falsehood can survive. They evaporate in the light. Then followed
right.
by this truth part, it's saying that the truth is going to need to come out, and it's going to take a little. And it, unfortunately, it's going to take.
It's just
going to
take some time.
So
you do see him
is,
and I reconciling, like in the end. It's just going to take time. Is that what you're saying?
definitely I see you reconciling. And I don't know how much time that it is going to take. It's just, you know, it's in a very good position because of, you know, it's interesting that that the second card is the second card is who you are, and that is pure light. So it is going to reveal itself. And the third card is the card of where you are in the situation right now, and
right.
That is to get the truth out. It's not like you're trying to get him back. You want the truth to come out more than you want him back. Him coming back is just a byproduct. But this last card, unfortunately, is telling me that it is going to take a little while. So if the card strikes me that if you stay out of this situation, if you get yourself into it and don't let the truth just come out on its own, you're going to get pulled into their darkness. So to the
I'll let it just come out because it's inevitable. It will. I mean, I'm going to be in the public eye in a few months anyway. So, it'll come out. There's no hiding that.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. You'll have to. We'll have to keep an eye out for you. But no, this is a very good. This is a very good reading. It's just not a very good reading if you're impatient, or a very good reading if you necessarily.
No, I can wait. Like, I don't mind waiting a few months or 6 months or whatever the case.
Time doesn't really exist. You know, time is just going to take. The time is just going to take is the time for the truth to reveal itself. But the fact that this card came up, that you truly are a person that just is who you are, and those are the people that they attack the most.
I
read for 2.5 hours till 4:30 in the morning, and it was so many people who had been cast in a false light by some sort of person involved, and it's a very common thing right now. But it is saying that there is going to be a little period of despair, you know, because you've got the weeping card and that where you're going to be right now. It's just telling you that if you can just accept this short term, discomfort,
like pause in our relationship.
Yeah, the discomfort of it. I see that you don't have any problem with false accusations per se, because you know you're very comfortable and you know who you are.
Absolutely.
In order to speed this up, if your natural reaction would be to somehow
be like defensive, but I don't really. I just feel like it's going to come out regardless, so that's why.
And then you're not being who you are, so it's just sabotage the whole thing, because you're not being true to yourself. You're not being true to your core essence, and you're not being true to the things that are important to you, which is truth and light. So, this is saying that you're going to be in a little period of discomfort, but again, having these two cards with so much white light in your corner, it's definitely going to resolve, and I think it's going to resolve relatively quickly. There really isn't any, you know, since there isn't time in spirit world, it's kind of hard to, and none of these cards have anything to do with season. Sometimes there's like a little symbol because of that. I wouldn't want to say anything, but I think you're just going to have to get on the other side of the holidays. The holidays just got everybody so riled up, and now there's a full moon tonight, and we have the little sister room and everything. So,
I was going to ask you, because one thing him and I had talked about was, you know, like marriage. Do you still see that?
Yes, I do, because I think that this is a good. I think that this is a important. This is
lesson?
An important lesson. And it's getting out and important. These people were going to rear their heads at some point in time. So it's certainly better that they're doing it now than suddenly they start, you know, acting up at your wedding reception or something. But no, I definitely do because of the fact that, you know, the love card is telling me that you love him deeply and the faith card is telling me that you are, you know, going to go through this, but also because you're just such a strong person of the light, and that this isn't like his behavior, and this isn't his behavior, really just his naivety, perhaps, and not being clear on who to trust that's causing the problem. It's nothing that you're doing that's
causing
the problem, other than being non-manipulative person of integrity. So that's what the cards are telling me. And also, you know, I can hear it in your voice. It's not a sound of desperation. It's just a sound of, you know, it's an awkward situation that you're being forced to walk through. But these things are very important. If you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, it's important to
go through ups and downs.
Just be incredibly manipulative, and if they can just reveal their true selves and you reveal your true self, you know, it's all going to, you know, everyone's behavior and actions will bring the truth of the matter out. So I think this is important. I think this is important that you're going through this just so that everybody can be clear, you know, who's who and what their agendas are. And according to these cards here, you have no false agendas. So,
no, I don't. It was all, like, very genuine, and I, you know, I gave it my all, you know, like 110% for the first time.
Yeah, well, you're just going to have to, but use this period to your advantage, you know, catch up on your laundry or catch up with your friends or something. Use it to your advantage.
I haven't spoken with him since, obviously, so do you see him reaching out, too, like, to talk?
Yeah, I see him reaching out, or you know, in the near future, within a week, there's going to be some valid reason why you need to reach out to him. So I don't see that as
So we'll at least start that communication up again.
Yeah, the communication is going to start organically. The communication is going to start organically, and it's going to start relatively soon, within a week.
Oh, wow.
Calling you, or if you're going to have some very valid reason to call him, that it would be inappropriate for you not to call him, but I'm not real clear on that. But you can call back, you know, keep us posted and call back, and, you know, when Jethro's back, you know, Jethro, much more experienced and much more in tune with the spirit guide. So please don't, you know, call the other leader. You know, Linda's show is going to be on. You know, call and get a lot of different opinions and see which ones resonate to you, and put all the pieces together, because, you know, the universe is vast and this is just one little slice of it. So I'm going to go on to the next caller.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for all your time. I appreciate it.
Sure. I'm glad you called, and I look forward to hearing the outcome. I'm going to put you back on.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
It definitely was very helpful. I appreciate it.
Good. Thanks for calling. Now I'm going to go to the next caller, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to try to speed it along a little bit. And this is area code 442. Are you still there? Thank you for holding. Area code 442.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Amy, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Who is this?
My name is Deep.
Hi, how are you tonight? And what's your question?
My question is about my spiritual path. I started off in this path about 2 years back with some yoga, general meditation, some spirit keeping, reading books on spirituality, psychic development, intuition, and got attuned to some basic Reiki with which I can now help my family members. I have been told that I'm opening up to be a psychic and a healer, and I do not really need a teacher at this point since I already have the gift of the healing touch and a touch with which I can communicate with the spirit guides of others. But all this seems so open-ended and directionless at this point, and I basically want to design a plan to work towards. So will it be possible to get some direction that will help me follow a structured path to with which I can hone or strengthen or realize my psychic and healing gift, like things that I should be doing and not doing, and how will I realize my abilities, and how will I realize that I'm developing them and I'm going forward and I'm not stagnant, if that makes
okay,
sense?
Okay, well, we're never, okay, that's a very good question, and I am, any good medium is going to tell, you know, is really going to act more like a mentor than, you know, an ongoing source of the information, because all, you know, because, you know, we are all built to have this connection. It's just some people are, you know, more in tune to it, and then some people have life circumstances that trigger it. You know, the biggest key is is meditation. The biggest key is meditation. I hate that answer, but that is the biggest key, because that moves us up into the higher vibrations. You know, so that's certainly very helpful. And then, I mean, I think that's the great thing about Blog Talk Radio, is there are so, you have access to so many different healers and psychics and mediums and channelers. It's good to call in, and you know what I do is I will listen in on shows, and instead of being focused on getting a reading, I just do readings, you know, in my head for the different callers and see how close I am to the more experienced mediums. There are certainly a lot of medium development courses and things like that that I think are valuable, because it's like exercise, you know, it's like exercise. You really want to practice, and sometimes it's good to practice in a group when you're just in your head and in your mind. You don't really have any benchmarks or thresholds, but I'm going to tell you what the cards say, and then and we will leave it at that. And then, you know, certainly talk to Jethro, and certainly talk to some of the people who have been doing this for a much longer period of time, because they can tell. I'm just telling you what I've learned in my along my way, and now I'm going to tell you what the cards say, which the cards really do have. The cards really do support this. The card that I threw in the first position is a card of wisdom, and it's the mysteries of the light. And this shows that you have the past lives and the your journey to this point have been to bring you to a point where you would rely more on your clairs and your intuitions. You've been searching for this, and you've been studying. And you have a great deal of wisdom. Wisdom is kind of, wisdom is comes from past lives. It comes from DNA, and it comes from our spirit guides. But it is, you know, it's an earthly thing. We get it, you know, it's a tool that we have here on Earth, and that's a very good position for that. The second card is where you are now, and where you pull your strength, and that's a knowledge card of the awakening. And like you said, you've been awakened to the fact that you are. At this point, you've been awakened to the fact that you are at this point right now. You know, everything's played out the way that it has, and right here, right now, you are at the point of an awakening. You're ready to take flight with this stuff. So make sure that you exercise, in some way, shape, or form, every day. And not all meditations have to just be sitting and quiet. You know, you can do visual meditations. If you go onto YouTube and different things like that, you can find meditations that are in the indigo and the violet and the white light that will stimulate your higher vibrations and resonate to your higher chakras where this mediumship and things take place. The third card, which is where you are right now, is a faith card, and it's the card of adoration. In this particular position with the question you're asking me, it's telling me the thing you sort of need right now is to have a little bit more confidence, to have a little bit more confidence in yourself. You've done the work this time around and in your past lives. You have been chosen to do this, and that just have faith in yourself and measure your progress. Take pride in your progress, and those successes are going to fuel your continued growth and enhance the skills you have. And the final card is sort of the missing link, and it's a knowledge card. And, but it's also very similar to the card, the faith card that I was explaining to you. And again, it's just reiterating the fact it's a symbol of the keys and the hand. You need to understand that you have the keys to the kingdom right in your hand. So, a great way to do it again is just call into the shows, listen to the callers, and see what your spirit guides, and see what your, look for the symbols and things like that, because what this is saying to me right now is, while the stage is all set, as soon as you have just a little bit more confidence that this is indeed, this is indeed real, and you have been, you have been chosen because of your path, because of your path. So that's what it is saying here, is that kind of the last card is kind of the missing link card, and it's telling me that to just understand that you have the keys to the kingdom, the keys in hand. Knowledge is different than wisdom. Knowledge is totally earth-based, totally kind of based on this lifetime. We get wisdom from past lifetimes and spirit guides and things like that, but our knowledge is really just a very human thing. And it's just saying that, your soul and, your bigger self is totally on this path. Then on it, it's really going, your human self needs to allow this to, accept the fact that you have this special gift. So that's what the cards here are saying. So I hope that helps. And again, the best thing to do, the show's on all the time. Just, call into the shows and, listen and see what your guides say and see how it, I think that you will find yourself thinking and receiving messages that are very similar to the words that are being said by the radio host. So we've got a bunch of other callers, so I hate to rush everybody, but it sounds good.
Right.
Again, please keep us posted and let us know when you would like to be a guest on the show and show us your skills, because we would love to have you.
Yeah, sure, Amy. Just one last small question is, with this gift, do you think I should just be helping people with my psychic and healing ability, or do you think if I wanted, I could develop this into a profession? Because I'm already on a full-time job. I have a career, which is not this career. But do you think if I wanted, I could make it into a profession?
Yes, I do, because I think a lot of professions in the future are going to, be very careful with the channeling. I studied under James von Prague, and he said, and he wasn't saying this so he would get all the people, but he said you really need to be doing this stuff for about 8 years before you start channeling other people's loved ones, because it is a very, very sacred thing, but there's so much other healing that can take place. There's so much opportunity for this part. Really, I see clairvoyance and mediums and psychics as really being the new counselors, the new psychologists, the new therapists and things like that. So, yes, you will be able, you will certainly be able to do that.
Okay.
And just reach out. You might want to look in your area for certain, there's like medium development circles and things like that. And the best thing is to be because they're getting such a, there's such a need for them and stuff like that. You'll get referrals and things like that from there. So definitely. And these cards are saying that's what you're supposed, that's your purpose and that's your calling. So yes, move towards that direction. But again, focusing on this missing link that your earthly self, your ego, earthly human walking around self is your greatest detractor. So accept your gifts and hopefully we'll have you on the show soon. But I'm going to move to the next call because we've got people holding for a long time. But call back and we can't wait to have you on the show.
So sure, thanks, Amy.
Sure, thank you. Okay, so now I've got caller 386. 386, are you still there?
Yes.
Thanks for holding. What's your name?
My name is Sheena.
Hi, Sheena. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I sure do. About 2 years ago, I had received a reading about a young man that was in my life, but he left for a short period of time. So basically, the reading was saying that this young man is going to come back into my life, and the reason he left is to go establish himself financially, and when he comes back, he's going to, kind of take care of me and, my daughter, financially, and is going to, marry me, all the good things. And so when I asked the reader, why, did he choose, me or whatever, and she said because he, he knows you love him, and that he knows that, you're the one that's not, basically doesn't want those things from him, so he'll want to do these things for you. Well, there is a young man or whatever that I was dating, and he left for a short period of time, and now he's come back around, and I wanted to know if this was the young man that I had received a reading about 2 years ago. I don't know if he knew his name or that would be easier.
Hold on a second. Let's get into the cards a little bit, and then I'll see, because I want to call upon the cards a little bit more first, especially when I'm the only I don't have Jethro here supporting me. I just want to make sure that we're not turning that I truly am pulling from, because I have to keep coming back and turning the. Changing the caller and stuff like that. So I just want to make sure I'm relying as much on spirit as possible and not turning this into a little advice line here. So anyway, just hold on 1 second, then we'll talk about him a little bit more in a minute. Okay, so the cards that I've thrown here. The first card is your faith in this situation, and it is the card of doubt. You're having an enormous amount of doubt about the situation, and truly the answer to this is going to come from within. And as long as you've got this doubt in this key position where it is right now, even if he is the right one, he won't be the right one anymore, because the doubt will shroud this situation. So pay close attention to what is triggering your doubt, and but not in your head. Feel it in your gut. Like when the doubt comes up, feel where you feel your doubt. Like, do you get a stomach ache with the doubt, or is it like in your? Do you get a heart ache? or because that's really going to tell you, because you definitely have doubts about this person, and we love to be right even if it makes us unhappy. And with this doubt card being in such a key position here, I just have to tell you that is definitely casting a cloud on the situation. But on the other hand, where it says, you know, your true self and where you get your strength and support from, is again this beautiful knowledge card, the card of truth, which is just a beautiful angel with just beautiful white light, and that. So when I look at these two cards, you get your strength from the truth. But for right now, it's hard for you to. And it's interesting because of the other two cards and their position in the situation. So going down to the third card, it is a card of wisdom, and it is the mystery. It's the mystery of the truth, and again, when you look at the wisdom cards as opposed to the knowledge card, the wisdom cards are much deeper and, you know, involve our spirit guides and our past lives. And this is saying that, you know, that what it's really telling me here is that if he's not, you know, that, you know, having these two truth cards come right in the same row, it's telling me that that you really do want to know if this is the right guy. It's not like, oh, please make him the right guy. If he's not the right guy, you want to know as well. And the final card is again a knowledge card, and knowledge is of this earth. And it is of the vision. And what it's telling me is in the very near future, you're going to get a very clear sign as to whether he is the right guy or not. So what this is telling me here, just to kind of wrap up the whole thing, why don't you tell me what his name is?
Okay, his first name is Kevin. And I do have doubts because of the way it's going. Like, we will connect, and then I won't see him for a long time, you know. So when you tell people that, it's like, okay, he's just not that into you. I mean, he'll see you every now and then, you know, a couple of weeks you won't see him, and then you'll see him again. And so it's like off and on. So that's where the doubt comes from.
Okay, well, here's the problem, is that you don't really listen to, like, the Dr. Phil self-help. You don't really prescribe to that type of knowledge. You make your decisions based on more about wisdom and, you know, and much more, you know. So not everybody, I have to tell you, my husband, who died 2 years ago next week. I just want to tell you this. I mean, if you were just going to look at to an outsider, you know, we had about the most dysfunctional relationship that you could possibly.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We had a very dysfunctional relationship to a lot of outsiders, and they were like, oh, you know, this is just not a good thing. Well, it actually was, and I learned more from him, you know, and it was just meant, it truly was meant to be, and I would not be on this path, and Jethro would not have sought me out and all these things if it was not for him. So that's where this doubt is coming from. This doubt is coming, you are a person of truth, you know the truth, and now this card in this second position is making even more sense, and this doubt is coming from that you're listening to people who are not as spiritually evolved as you. So that's where the doubt's coming from. And everything else here is, and really the outcome of this is that there is going to be a sign. A sign is going to come and it's going to tell you this is the right thing. Not a girlfriend, not Dr. Phil, not a self-help book, you know. So that's where the doubt's coming. And but it doesn't resonate. It doesn't resonate to you. You're getting doubt from listening to outsiders who don't, you know, who just don't aren't wired like you are. So it might be right for them, but it's not. So just focus on your gut. Don't ask your girlfriends for advice. Focus on your body. Where do you feel, you know, where do you, and I think that you will begin to see that, I think that he is probably the right one for you, because all these other cards are telling me that there is, and that you are throwing this doubt into the mix, and he's picking up on that energy.
Does he know this as well as I do? Does he know that he's already, you know, kind of, I feel like he's kind of chosen me to, he knows that I'm a strong one. I don't know. If you can tell
me. No,
that's
what these cards, that's what these cards are telling me because the 2, 3, and 4 definitely telling me that this is like, you know, sort of a, you know, it's just that the universe is smiling on it, or whatever words you want to wrap around it. But until this doubt card, which is shrouding the whole thing, you're not going to be able to experience any of it, because he's picking up on the doubt, and it's just throwing a lot of confusion into the situation. The confusion is, and the lack of clarity is coming from your doubt. So focus on the source of your doubt and eliminate it, because it's not of your character. It's some outside influence. It is not of your character, because it would not be in, it's challenging your faith in yourself and your decision making. So it's focus on where it's coming from and try to dispel it. And I think that you will, the vision and the sign that these cards are saying is coming in the very near future will be able to reveal itself, but it can't reveal itself while it's shrouded in this doubt. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a whole lot of sense. It's just because the short period of time that we did spend together was like he fell in love, and, you know, I'm so used to having this prolonged, you know, cycle where you have to do this to fall in love, and then that to fall, like levels of it. And it was just so easy with this guy. So that too or whatever. But I promise not to doubt anymore. It's just, I guess, my patience. I'm like, I'm ready. Why hasn't it happened? You know, so I'm just ready and excited.
Good. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be ignoring you. I mean, I'm not, but I'm doing this by myself, and we've got some people who think that this is a, we've got some people who believe that they are in some sort of creepy room. So I just have to get rid of these people here. Okay. I think that, okay, I think I got rid of everybody. So that's what the cards are saying. Sorry, I had to. That's why it's always good to have two of us on here, because somebody can man the chat room. And we had some, I don't know how many people. It doesn't look like there. Looks like a few people are trying to tell people to be quiet, but I had to kick them out. So call back soon. Get some other readings, because, you know, it's good to just hear it from different. So I'm going to put you back on mute and try to get to the next caller, who is area code 718.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can
how
you hear
are
me?
You? Yes, I
great,
can.
Great. Who's this?
This is Ramona.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Okay.
What is your, I don't mean to rush everybody, but what is your question?
My question is to do with love. I met someone, but they came at a time where I'm like so not into meeting anyone. It's like, you know, someone finally comes, but it's like sad because I'm just not there right now. So I don't know if this relationship.
Let's see what the card says to why you're not there, because you usually. Okay, hold on one second. Let me just check the. Get these cards a little bit. Cleanse from after all this negativity. And thank you, Crystal, for manning the chat room here. Okay. Ooh. Okay, yeah, the card. It's so interesting to me because, you know, I called upon the cards. It's hard when you're doing the radio show because there's so many words and so many people and so much different energy. Use them really more for focal points. It's interesting, you know, when I throw this halo of love and in the card, which is who you are right now, it's showing me the card of the solitary, the knowledge card of the solitary, that that you want to be alone, just like you said, you want to be alone. Blessed are the solitary. So that isn't saying that that's the answer to the situation, but it's just affirming the fact that that is indeed a place where you are in your journey right now, in a place where you are craving solitude. Now, the second card, which is the card of where you get your strength, is a faith card, and it is the card of the beloved disciple. For me, that's telling me that you're just sort of on a spiritual journey right now, and I think the challenge is trying to meld these, you know, earthly things with your spiritual self. And perhaps there's some fear that you are going to lose yourself in your relationship, backslide from, you know, to lose the things that you have gained in this period of solitude, and that is not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. The next two cards are faith cards. It's interesting, you pulled three faith cards and one knowledge card. Card is telling me that this person who's come into your life, I mean, this is telling me that this person who you are a healer, and this person has sought you out for healing. It's not an accident that this person is coming at this particular point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the final card again is a faith card, and it's the card of the witness. And what this card is telling me in this rotation, or whatever you want to call it, is that you are a healer, and then the last card is kind of like what you're not doing or what you need to do, and that's saying that to be the witness. This person is going to be healed by your presence. That doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to be a romantic relationship. It doesn't mean that it just has to happen, like, you know, automatically. Because there definitely is, right now, you are holding on to this fact of wanting to be alone, but we don't come to Earth to be alone. So the card is telling me that this is a person that is supposed to be in your life, and the things that you've done, you know, and the journey that you've been on put you in a unique position where, when we see healer and we think a healer and relationship in an earthly sense, we just think of being codependent, we're just going to get some basket case. But that is not it. This person doesn't, you have done You've done a lot of, you've gathered a great deal of knowledge and strength, and the cards are telling me to go for it. How fast you want to go for it is really you're going to have to look into yourself. But mm-hmm. based on the rotation of these cards, I think that, you know, the universe just knows what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it, and they will just keep sending, you know. So if you ward this one off, don't expect that there won't be another one knocking on the door right after it, because it is the place where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So go slow and have faith where you've got strong faith here, but have, I guess it's really not faith, you need to understand yourself to know that all this stuff, you can still have a solitary self and be in a relationship. We're not that good at it. Women are especially not good at it. We just get lost.
Mm-hmm.
But these cards are saying that this is no accident that this person has come along. So I'm looking in the chat room and someone said sexist, but whatever. Anyway, the words just sort of come out, and words are really just symbols for symbols. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, so that's what the cards are saying. Again, you know, call back and get some other readings and get some more details. I'm sorry, what?
I would say that without having said much to you, that you've given a lot of insight. Like, I heard you say that you were relying on, like, the guides and the angels, but I really feel like, you know, you gave me, like, a lot of insight and a little bit of time about the whole situation. Like, you really on point. Like, I just want to be alone. Like, at the time when I wanted to be in a relationship, none came, and then, you know, I just am not there right now. But, you know, I'm thanking you so much for the advice. I mean, that's really
insightful. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to go one-off and elope with the person, but clearly these cards are, you know, the cards are, it's interesting because a lot of times, just to see how accurate they are,
mm-hmm.
I will throw them when other readers are doing readings, and for some, you know, everything has a purpose, you know, and just the way the cards appear right at the right time, this individual has appeared. But again, just trust your gut. But at the same time, usually the greatest gifts of the universe happen when we operate a little bit outside of our comfort zone. And
okay.
Again, I'm kind of going back and forth from the, since I am the only person, I am kind of going back and forth from, I'm saying that just as the voice of experience. The cards aren't saying that. The cards told us what it's telling you, and just, you know, so anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So call back and
okay.
Let us know how it goes. And like I said, trust your gut. And we've got if anybody's
Happy New
not
Year.
Dialed in and they're just listening to the blog talk, you're going to need to dial in the next 4 minutes, and I'll keep the show going. But if you're just on the blog talk, it's going to cut off in 4 minutes. So
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and thank you so much for calling. So everybody else, if you're not dialed in yet, please dial in or it will drop. The chat will continue, unfortunately and fortunately, thank you again, Crystal, for keeping an eye on things. And we're going to area code 253. Are you still there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Great. You know who this is?
Yes, I do. Oh, gosh. So, let's see what the card. Do you want to ask a question, or do you want to rely on my intuitive skills to know what to ask?
Just tell me. You know what to ask it.
Oh. Becky is the bravest widow I know, because she's the only widow I know that has the courage to date. But she has a dead husband, the eagle.
Who won't let me date.
And it's funny because the dead people just, they don't change much. The other night, I just wanted to listen to a show. A lot, like I said, a lot of times I just like to listen to shows just so that I can, you know, practice and hone my skills. And I have not been, I just did this because my dead husband decided I was supposed to be a medium. And Becky's dead husband has decided he's going to lend a helping hand in finding her next husband. And he's flying all over the great Northwest and pulling off the eligible bachelors. Oh, boy. Okay, so here's what your cards say here. Who you are is if you've got some... three knowledge cards and a faith card. The faith card is in the first position. It's the beloved disciple, and that just explains, you know, the woman you've become since all this happened. And the second card is even more powerful in that, even though it says there's only a couple more seconds, it will continue. It's just not going to continue on the blog talk. It will be in the archives for people who want to listen to it later. Okay, and then the second card is a knowledge card, and it's talking about your awakening, which is, again, you know, all the work you've been doing and reaching out to. It's funny because Becky and I are in a couple widows groups together, and I will tell you, the widows that and the bereaved that that reach out to spiritual things tend to find their way, and the ones who stay all earthbound rock in the fetal position and wonder when they're going to get their old life back. Now, and that's why I'm not really criticizing the other people because it's just a private and personal journey, but it's why I have so much respect for Becky, because she is just, she's just really, okay, so, anyway, so now the card of the situation you're in right now is another knowledge card, and it's knowledge and ignorance. And it explains where you are right now. You know, you've got all this knowledge. You know what is, you know, these things, you know, these spiritual things. You also know about having a, you know, what it takes to have a solid relationship, but then also the ignorance card. And that's just you're ignorant to the ways of dating because it's complicated. And so now the all-important card is, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. I'm listening.
Okay, it sounded like it all went dead. Okay, so now the important part, the card, which is what the missing link is, that you have the keys, you have the keys in your hand. You have all the information you need to make a decision about what you're trying to make a decision about. You just need to choose to use them. So, you know, it is saying here that I think it's kind of interesting because it is saying here that you've got the balance of the knowledge and the ignorance. You know what you know, but then there's a whole bunch of stuff that that you don't know, and really what it's saying is that it's just going to be a period of trial and error, and every potential setback that might take place is really just going to add to your, it's just going to add to your knowledge in this. I don't know what we do about the eagle, other than
I'm writing him a letter.
Just be so touched that he loves you so much. They, I know. The other night I was listening to this radio show, and they were like, there's somebody's dead husband's here. He's fishing. I'm like, oh, God, Keith fishes. And then they were like, oh, now he has a gun in his hand. And it was like, oh, yeah, he's a hunt. And he's like, he's so noisy and rambunctious. Like, will you go away? I didn't ask for, you know, it's like, it's just so, they're really just interesting, and it's really important to understand that once the actual true grieving goes away of the loss of the physical presence of that person, they're really just right there, and they're going to drive you as crazy as they might have driven you when they were alive, because they really don't change much. And it's just so sweet that he just wants to be there, and he must have. We also have to remember that our spirit guides and our dead husbands. I don't know if I would, make mine a full-fledged spirit guide yet, but whatever. Whatever they can feel.
Well, mine is ready to get fired.
They have a better view of everything. We're just looking in the world of the short term, and they have a much clearer view of, the past, the past, the moment, and the present. So I think maybe you should write them, because when I do tell people, widows and widowers, when they go back out to, it's kind of like sister wives. They don't have to be the same. A lot of people have tendency to date someone completely inappropriate, and, this could even not be good for them, because they want to keep their dead husband or dead spouse on a pedestal. We don't need to do that, because they can deal with what's that called that they do in Utah? Like sister wives. It's like sister wives.
Yeah, they have sister wives. They have multiple wives with one husband. I'm not into that.
They have to all be compatible. So we've got Becky that just wants to move on. She has to go on seniors.com. And then we've got her husband who's being so discerning to find the perfect mate. But what these cards are telling me is that, you've done a ton of work. You do have this little, you're not really well versed in, you're outside your comfort zone. And that's what I said to the last caller is, operate outside your comfort zone. And you are certainly doing that. And that you have all the information, you have all the information in your hands. I think that,
I'm trying. Yeah. It's just like every time there's something that's going to happen, we make plans, and then before it happens, it fizzles.
Right. So it must just be, I think it's because, this is what I think is these cards are telling me, is that because it's not the right one, or something happens that they could be the right one, but the circumstances, because there's fate, destiny, and free will. And free will is the thing that, we have no control over. And,
so it might not be the right time with that person yet.
It's not the right time, and he knows that you don't have the patience right now to find the right person at the wrong time. So if it is the wrong time.
Okay. So do you think, like with this Brooks guy, we got along so well. Do you think it just was the wrong time?
I think it was just the wrong time, and something was going to come up, and that the universe is just working to spare you the rejection. So then what are you going to do, find someone in the meantime? You've made it very clear to the universe that you just want a new mate. You want a new mate.
Right.
You don't want to go out and date. You don't want to,
right.
be a dude.
Well, it's kind of like where Ron, where my first friend, we dated, then we broke it off, but we went back together. So I'm wondering, with this new guy, Brooks, we have never met, could we end up talking again?
Yeah, I think that what this is saying here is all this trial and error. You're learning a lot of lessons with minimal pain, disappointment, but not any pain, not heartbreak.
No, because there's no attachment.
You couldn't take another heartbreak. So he's just trying to, especially after the Ron thing, and you have to excuse me because I know a little bit about that situation, the Ron thing. It bordered on heartbreak that now he's just shooing them off. If it's not the right one at the right time, he's sending them along the way so that he can clear the he can clear the path for the rest of the cast of characters. So that's what this is telling me, is that right now you're just in a fact finding. You know, it's a great, it's like an experiment, and he's just trying to keep it fun and avoid heartbreak, because he knows he broke your heart by
right.
heart because of his circumstances. So that's what the cards. I mean, that's what the cards are. That's what the cards are saying. That's what
okay.
I think the cards are saying.
So I'm still going to hold out hope.
It looks for any of the bachelors that it's not resolved. I know some of the bachelors it's resolved in. You know. Okay, that's not. You know, he's not the one. Might have looked
right.
But he's not the one. And then there's a couple of them that are still on the fence. Those are ones that are the right one, but perhaps the wrong time. And it's not really dependent on you. Well, it is dependent on you because you have really set your, you know, where you are right now in your psyche and your emotions is
right.
that you can't stand heartbreak. So as opposed, so you're getting a bunch of disappointment, which is leading to frustration, which is frustrating, but it's not as bad as heartbreak. So
right.
I think the ego is trying to help you learn, and as you learn, you're going to have more and more. You're going to be able to pick up more and more of this on your own. And what it's
right.
kind of saying is just like right now you're just operating with sort of limited knowledge, like this is what I'm attracted to, this is what I'm not attracted to, leaving out the part that there could be people that you're attracted to that it just happens that their free will has them at a point where they can't be what you're looking for at this time. So it's
right.
not really that. It still could be any of those. It still could be any of the people that the jury is still out on, but it's playing itself out the way it's playing itself out so that you can continue to gain knowledge about other men, you know, other men.
Right.
And that you don't get hurt in the process.
Yeah.
So keep a light heart about it.
Okay,
and,
thank you so much. I know, it's just frustrating.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
soon.
Bye.
And now I'm going to, okay, now it's got Mary. I'm sorry, you've been holding for a long time. Are you still there? Okay, and now we'll try area code 717, you've been holding for 42 minutes. Are you still there?
Hey, Amy, it's Kareen, a.k.a. Crystal. How you doing?
Hi, Crystal. Thank you for being the watchdog in the chat room. I guess this is just, I guess they've just, you know, they probably just go to all these rooms all night saying these. This is one of the first nights I've ever seen that, but there is a full moon. And probably word got out that Becky was here and she was looking for a mate. So they wanted to see, at least she's proven that she's learned a little bit because she hasn't run off with any of the perverts. So
Thank
goodness. Them out fast. I've never seen, I mean, every once in a while I see stuff like that, but I haven't seen it like that. Like, they also must have learned that Jethro wasn't here. So
right,
and
the thing is I saw a lot of new people that I've never seen before. That's why
yeah,
I figured, well,
names.
Yes, and I didn't appreciate that, and I know a lot of the other people didn't either. So it's like, hey, I knew you don't tolerate that stuff, so I got in a little late, but better late than never.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
like,
I figured
oh, man,
I'd
I looked down, and there was just like, good gosh. Okay, so you have a question.
Yes, I do. What do your cards say for me about my gifts? Mainly, I'm praying that I'll get my clairvoyance because some of my gifts are, other gifts are really opening up, but the clairvoyance is still kind of stuck in like a sputtering car engine.
Yeah. Well, that is the clairvoyance. It's a tough one because it involves us to quiet our mind, and we hate to quiet our mind. So, again, it's just a matter of, and it's so funny because when I first started on all this, I would go to the James Von Prague chat room. It seemed like the answer to everything was meditation, meditation, meditation. And it truly is a matter of meditation. Also, if you go onto YouTube, and I'm just doing this while I cleanse the energy off the cards and regroup a little bit here, but on YouTube, there's a lot of guided meditations and, you know, for the sixth chakra or the, you know, the indigo chakra, the third eye. And, you know, if you don't like quiet meditation, that will certainly help. It's funny, my clairvoyance is the best when I go to church, and I never did go to church, but I just found this church, and I started going, and I go, and I immediately start to channel, you know, like it's very, very, you know, very, very real. And it's funny because it's this church, it's like kind of a non-denominational church where people come from all, and I live in the South, so there's a lot of like Pentecostals and people that like flail around as part of their religion, and I'll be like deep in meditation, channeling, and suddenly I'll get hit in the face. And I'm like, oh. So now I try to sit someplace where I'm not going to get hit in the face by a flailing evangelical. But you just have to find a place where, you know, you're forced into that quiet space, and it will just come. But again, it's another thing you can do is focus on your breathing. Breathe, and this is something that someone taught me. Breathe through your third eye and out your heart and get a cycle going there. And then that can kind of get it going. But let's see what the cards have to say about that. But it's there. It's just a matter that we get so caught up in what's going on that you're definitely there because it has I've pulled three wisdom cards and one love card, and again, wisdom is how I describe wisdom as opposed to knowledge. It's, you know, wisdom is of the universe, our past lives, and involves our clairs. And again, talk to Jethro about this because he has a lot of experience in teaching people to develop their clairs, and is one of the even though he's very talented and, you know, he teaches his clients to do this stuff on his own. But anyway, what the cards say is your first card is who you are, is the wisdom card, and she who understands. You completely understand this, meaning you understand for a lot of people, they don't even understand, you know, they're still questioning as to whether clairvoyance is really, you know, real or not. But you certainly have an understanding of this. And then your second card is telling me where you get your strength is of gentleness and caring. And it's the love card. So that's just saying that, you know, that this is part of your path and you're using it for good. You're not trying to develop this You're not doing it necessarily just to find winning lottery numbers and whatever else. And then the third card, which is the card where you're situated right in this moment, is the card of the Blessed One. That's saying, you know, what that's telling me, and it's just a beautiful card of a
of Mary, who's on the ground, which these cards really reflect that whoever's getting the reading is Mary, just with this white light up into through Jesus, who's her spirit guide. You can put insert whomever there, and just a great bit of white light. So it's saying that it is all right there. The stage is totally set for you to be doing this. And the final card in this rotation is a wisdom card. This is the position of this fourth card is, you know, what you need to manifest your question or your, you know, which is to develop your clairvoyances. And it's saying that it is the mystery of the truth. And it says, Mary said, there is but one saying, I will speak to the Lord concerning the mystery of the truth. In this we have taken our stand to the cosmic, we are transparent. So, I don't know, that's a lot of words, but basically it is saying that the time is now. At any point, what this is really saying to me, at any point in time, you can say to yourself, I am a clairvoyant, that it's the information is going to just start flowing. But if you are having this doubt and hesitation about the whole thing, the key is in really opening up your third eye. So find these, you know, find a way to meditate. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, for so many of, I mean, for me, I can't, if I was just going to sit down now and meditate, I would sit and then I'd start making, you know, thoughts come into your head. Thoughts can come into your head. Just don't give them any mind. Go, you know, okay, it's like it's there. And then just let it, because it's those thoughts, it's the earthly stuff that, it's the earthly stuff that blocks, you know, the clairvoyance is always right there. It's just we have to remove the block. It's not a matter of developing it as much as it is removing the blocks. So if you have a hard time just being quiet or meditating, try listening, you know, try guided meditations with music and color, you know, indigos and purples and the music associated with that. Try it, you know, before you go to bed. Try it early, you know, don't like in the middle of the day when you're all jacked up and you're, you know, being human. Oh, I'm going to meditate now. Do it, you know, late at night when you're tired, early in the morning before you get started with your day, before you get out of bed. You know, and some people say, you know, I don't know, everybody resonates to different things. Some people say that eating indigo food and wearing indigo colors, you know, and scents like lavender and different things like that will all help it. But if you look at the chakra charts and things like that, you know, focus on the things and the affirmations that have to do with the sixth chakra and the third eye, and those just might help. You know, those just might help. Because clearly it's all there. There's just some sort of blockages, and some of these things might be able to dissolve some of the blockage. And again, just listen in, you know, there's tons of, you know, Blog Talk's full of shows and different people. There's just so much information that's just freely available. Just, you know, find some, and not everything's going to resonate to everybody. So if it doesn't particularly resonate to you, go, okay, that doesn't work, but something else will. Just see, you know, how do you learn things? You learn by, you know, this is the thing that we can't really learn so much about reading. We really, it really has to be experiential. But do you like to see it or feel it or whatever way you learn, that that's going to be the thing. But I really would recommend some of these, some of the guided, some of the guided meditations, and some of the, there's also some things with Greg Braden for one person, but I think also Wayne Dyer has some too. There's like these very, they're like the sounds of, I can't think of them, they're like the sounds of the universe, and there's some very primal sounds, and they might help as well. But clearly the cards are saying that that you've already got it. I think you might be setting your sights too high or something like that. Just continue to look for things that that resonate, and find, you know, places where you can slow down enough and check out of this world for a while. Also, make sure that before you do it, another important thing is, you know, make sure you ground yourself, because a lot of times people are afraid to get in touch with their clairvoyance because they don't think that they're going to come back. So if you just, what I do is I make sure that I have my feet planted firmly on the ground and put roots in, so then it's kind of like you have a tether back when you need to come back and cook dinner or whatever else you have to do in the day. And then also sort of shrink wrap yourself so that, again, that'll give you some peace of mind and some security that negative energies that are out there will not, such, you know, perhaps if you can spend a little bit of time, because the only thing I can see here that would possibly be the block is because of your second card, which is which is a love card, and that you're gentle, you know, that you're a gentle spirit, very caring spirit, that there's some fear associated with it, that you're going to get in touch with the negative energies, and that can be avoided by grounding and shielding. And when I try to describe shielding, it's not like putting yourself in a bubble like the boy in the bubble, because then there's a bunch of air. It's really like shrink wrapping yourself. You also may want to, I don't know if you've explored Reiki, but Reiki classes can definitely help you better get in touch with those energies and be better able to discern the different energies. So it really is just a matter of what resonates.
Well, I'm actually already a Reiki too. And no, it's just a lot of the guided meditations too require that you have good visualization, and that is my sticking point, that I cannot visualize very well. So this, that could be something to do with that too.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then the whole thing is that everyone does this differently. I mean, some people, you know, maybe it's one of the other clairs, you know, maybe, you know, because it's interesting, because I know that, you know, everyone is different. You know, everyone's a little bit different. If you do have a problem, visualizing, you know, maybe if you've worked on visualizations on things that are not, because you certainly have the gift, and it's certainly all there. Maybe if you worked on some visualizations not having to do with the clairs, that will help your visualization, you know. And actually, now that I think of it, I'm actually not at my house. I have some exercises. If that's a thing, you know, like picture, tell yourself to make some cards, or, you know, just pick up pieces of paper and say, and picture like a person, you know, you don't have to picture your grandmother or, you know, or Jesus or, you know, whatever, picture a purse, picture an apple, and work on picturing regular things. And that'll develop your, if that, yeah, that's probably it. That picture regular things, and then that might help develop it as well. If that's an issue, just work on, sit there and say, picture a red apple. And usually where these things will appear is, wait, I got to figure this out because I don't know my left from my right. They appear to my, right, but I think I have to, but I will find those exercises and I will make copies of them and get them to you. Make sure that you either private message me your, here, I'm going to write my email in the chat room and send me an email.
That sounds good. Yeah, I can do that.
Because they're very helpful. They're very helpful.
And that would be great because
that's
the problem about.
Because
you
it's
know,
obviously something. It's obviously something little. It's not that you don't. It's not that you don't have the. It's not that you don't have. The. It's all there. It's just a matter of the visual. So you just need to work on your. On your visualizations there. Okay.
Right.
So we've now gone an hour and a half, and if I go any further, I'm probably going to not be giving readings that I feel very comfortable with. So I know that there still are some callers. I know that Linda in Unseen World is having a show at 11 o'clock, and Jethro will be back tomorrow. And for the callers that waited so patiently, I'm really sorry, but I really wouldn't feel comfortable doing any more readings because I just feel like I have, reached a point where it would just be too much for me to go on and give good reading. So I hope everyone enjoyed the show. I hope Jethro comes back. I hope Jethro is feeling better. And for those of you, I am writing down the numbers of the people who did not get called on to make sure that you get called on first, the next time I see you in the room. So hold on, I'm just going to make a screenshot of this if I can remember how to make a screenshot so that I have these numbers. And I am sorry, but I just wouldn't feel, it's very difficult to do this show, just one person, because there's a lot to do. Okay. So I have the numbers, and I will make sure that you guys, and I'm also going to make sure that Jethro knows that you didn't get called on and the other people in the Psychics Gone Wild family, so we make sure that you get called upon first next time. So thanks, everybody, and if I don't talk to you, have a happy new year. I will be on the Psychic Moaning Connection on New Year's Eve. The show is at 9 o'clock, but I think I'm going to move the show up into the afternoon, but you'll be able to find that on Blog Talk Radio. I think I forgot to do all the other advertisements and promotions that we usually do, but I'm sure you've heard them, and I'm sure y'all will be back soon. So thanks for being patient, and thanks for listening, and thanks for being part of our Psychics Gone Wild family. And sorry that this Friday night wasn't. I usually enjoy the Friday night with Jethro because it just gets so wacky and crazy and moves fast, but it's hard to be a one-woman show here. So thanks so much, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.